الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected Ulama Ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, this period that we are passing through constitutes a very, very great and golden opportunity for us to acquire what is the objective and goal of each and every one of us, and that is maghfirat and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we find that when we look in Quran and Hadith, there are certain actions, certain misdeeds that in fact form an impediment for the acceptance of dua, for us gaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like many of us identify with this idea or concept that by exerting ourselves, going against our nafs, not giving in to our instincts, for example, we are feeling sleepy, fight the sleep to read Quran, fight the sleep to make Allah's zikr, fight the sleep to stand up in salah at night. This type of exertion, we identify with it as being virtuous, as being of great reward. Unfortunately, many of us don't realize that mujahada, going against our nafs, is not restricted only to this. Giving in to your, fighting your instinct to become angry or upset, not giving in to your instinct to lash out at someone who is treating you unjustly, just like you fight your sleep to read Quran and you have this conviction Allah is rewarding you, we learn from Quran and Hadith even greater reward Allah has kept in that type of mujahada. And by human nature is such that very often that type of mujahada is even more difficult. We speak of impediment and obstacle to the acceptance of dua, to us gaining forgiveness. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tuftahu abwabul jannah yawmul ithnain wal khamis فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا اثْنَيْنِ الَّذِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنَا فَيُقَالْ أَنْظِرُوا إِلَى هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says every Monday and Thursday, the door of Jannat is opened. Every Monday and Thursday, the door of Jannat is open. And every person who does not make shirk with Allah, his maghfirat takes place. Allah announces his forgiveness, except two people. The one who between him and his brother relationships have broken down. They have hatred for one another, rancor for one another. The heart is burning one against the other. Allah instructs his malaika that these two people's maghfirat, put it on hold. Hatta yastaliha, until they do not address the enmity and the rancor that exists between them. This month of Ramadan, tuftahu fi abwabul jannah. For the whole month, Jannat is opened. Jahannam is locked up. But what this hadith teaches us, that if there is discord, if there is rancor, if there is hatred for one another, if relationship has broken down, then despite the rigors that we are going to make in ibadat, making dua, turning to Allah, this is an impediment between us and acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like you go against your nafs, spend time in the masjid, read Quran, make zikr. More important than that is now to go against your nafs. This is a greater mujahada and a greater ibadat. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put the question to Sahaba ikram, Ayyu ural islami awthaq? Ayyu ural islami awthaq? There's no easy way to translate this or to do justice to this expression. He said, what is the most powerful? What is the most powerful binding pillar and force of Islam? Sahaba, when they heard this question, some said jihad, some said salah, some said hajj. Most powerful, instrumental, effective, binding force of Islam. Ayyu ural islami awthaq. Each time Rasulullah said, what you are saying is very good, but that's not it. It's not salah, it's not zakat, it's not hajj, it's not jihad. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? He said, Al-Hubbu lillah wal-bughdu lillah. To go against your nafs and love someone for Allah's sake. Everything is against it, against that relationship. But for Allah's sake, you give up your hatred, give up your jealousy, give up your enmity, give up your anger, and love Him for the sake of Allah. Or hate someone for the sake of Allah. The Shariat is in front and not your nafs. Rasulullah said, this is the strongest and most effective binding force of Islam. Disputes are going to take place. Disagreements are going to happen. Discord is going to be there. Things that upset and irritate you about the actions of someone else are definitely going to happen. That is part of life. Khatpat is part of life. Not everything somebody does is going to please you. It's going to irritate you. It's going to make you upset. And like tahajjud, zikr, tilawat, salah is ibadat, to give, not give in to the dictates of that is ibadat. In fact, it is a greater ibadat. Ramadan is a training for that also. First dispute. Allah Ta'ala mentions it in great detail in the Quran. Great detail. And ulama say that in that mention of that dispute, Allah is announcing to the Ummat of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till Qiyamah that each one of you, when this problem arises, because it is going to happen, when that discord happens, based on what we have shown you in the Quran, you decide which camp you want to fall into. How you react, it's not a question of if the dispute happens, or if the problem happens. It's not a question of that, it is going to happen. And its happening is not a problem. It's an opportunity. And the dispute that I'm talking about, that the Quran clearly illustrates for us, occurred between two brothers. And it occurred in the first family of humanity, the first family of humanity, the union of Adam and Hawa alayhi salam. Between two brothers a dispute occurred, and in that is ishara that the problems will, illa mashallah, start within family. You will start within relations. Whether it's your brother, whether it's your cousin, whether it's your relative, more often than not, that is where the problems are going to start. And the biggest problem today is every one of us has this mindset. Mashallah, I'm a very, very loving, kind, forgiving person. We've made our minds up. And where there's a problem is not my fault. He did this. He's full of poison. He did this. He did that. What does Islam teach us? What did Rasulullah s.a.w. teach us? He said, لَيْسَ الْوَاسِلْ بِالْمُكَافِي. This is what we call reciprocity, or to behave in a reciprocal manner. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You smile at me, I'll smile at you. This quality is found in animals. And there's nothing praiseworthy about you smiling at somebody who smiles at you, or greeting somebody who greets you, or dealing kindly with somebody who deals kindly with you. That is not the akhlaq that Islam is talking about. My Nabi said, he is not a forger of ties of unity who behaves kindly to the one who is behaving kindly to him. He is preserving unity and will be rewarded by Allah who behaves kindly, forgives and overlooks when he is treated unjustly. So this argument, he did this, he did that in Allah's court is not going to count. Because preservation of ties, particularly amongst family members. Look at the wisdom of our mother, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Allah ta'ala speaks of the wives of the Prophet in the Quran, what does Allah say? Ya nisa an nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. But O wives of the Prophet, there are no women like you. The highest caliber was selected for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. Umma azwajuhu ummahatuhum. The wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the mothers of the ummah till qiyamah. So these were not ordinary women. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes through a life-shaking experience when Jibreel comes with the first revelation. We know the incident. Zammiluni, zammiluni, dathiruni, dathiruni. Shaken to the core. First person he turns to is Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what is her reaction? Wahi, Islam has barely started. Wahi has barely started. What does she say? Wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah's qasam, Allah will never disgrace or never abandon you. Why? Because there are six qualities in you. And the first quality that Khadija highlights, innaka latasilur rahim. You are a person who preserves family ties. Persecuted in Makkah Mukarramah. The architects of his persecution and hurt and harm were his family members. Then it was anybody else. His own family, blood and flesh turned against him. He goes to Medina Munawwara sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, delivers the first khutbah in Medina Munawwara. First khutbah. And what does this constitute? The first opportunity that a person who is persecuted, maligned, rejected, hurt and harmed for 13 years is finally given a platform that speak your heart out now. You are amongst your people. Logically, what it should have been, prepare the minds of these people against those who had hurt and maimed him. But the akhlaq of nubuwat, akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first khutbah that he gives, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam. أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ سِلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ صَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ. O people, make salam common amongst you. Feed the poor and needy. And سِلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ, join family ties, preserve family ties. Keep the brotherhood, keep the unity, keep the love, keep the muhabbat. Wake up at night in the dead of night and cry before Allah. You will enter Jannat with absolute ease. What more example we want? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, family ties, Allah has given it a physical form. What this means, Allah knows best. But look at the proximity. Look at the proximity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, right by the arsh of Allah. Right by the arsh of Allah. Family ties, unity, brotherhood of Islam. Like I said, it starts with families. Then they extended. It is attached to Allah. Mu'allakum bi arshir rahman. Locked to the arsh of Allah. Yunadi layla wa nahar. Morning and night, morning and night. This creation of Allah in the form of family ties that has been attached to Allah's arsh is making a dua. Look at the imagery that is contained in this hadith. In other words, from the arsh of Allah, ye pukar rozana uth raha hai. From the arsh of Allah, right at the arsh of Allah, there is something that is entreating Allah, asking Allah day and night, silman wasalani fik, waqta'man qatani fik. Ya Allah, you preserve the one who preserves me and destroy the one who destroys me. The one who is the architect of breaking down ties of unity amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Allah, you destroy him. And the one who will not give in to the dictates of his anger, who will let it go, who will forgive to preserve this, ya Allah, you preserve him also. By Allah's arsh, day and night, this dua is sounding out into the heavens. So how can this be something that we take lightly? Coming back to what I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala in great detail mentions the first dispute that occurred in humanity between two brothers, blood brothers. Habil on the one side, Qabil on the other. Not going into the details, we know the details. But this, Allah's Sunnah expounded in the Quran. The oppressed one, Habil, the oppressor, Qabil. What is the reaction of the oppressed one? You did me down. You wronged me. I'm going to curse you. What is his reaction? You are poisonous. You are like this. You are like that. I'll take you to court. I'll sort you out. No. What is his reaction? What is Islam teaching us? He addresses, and it is clear, there's no doubt about it. That is the oppressor. This is the oppressed. He has been done down. He has been wronged. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And yet, what is his reaction? لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Says, oh my brother, you have raised your hand to hurt me. You want to kill me. Got to that point. لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي. He says, I will not raise my hand against you. مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. Why? إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I fear Allah and I do not want to carry the sin of striking my brother on my shoulder. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبَتْ. My brother, I warn you, I caution you, I advise you, if you continue on this path that you have chosen, tabu bi ithmi wa ithmik, you are going to carry my sin and your sin. Fatakuna min ashabin nar. Eventually you will become a resident of Jahannam. Wa dhalika jazaa'u dhalimin. And this is how Allah recompenses those who will make zulm. What happened? Qabil refused to listen. We know what eventually occurred. Habil, Allah elevated him. Allah praised him in the Quran. Till Qiyamah he will be praised. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions the riwayat that when Ibrahim alayhi salam places the knife on the neck of Ismail alayhi salam, an animal from Jannat is sent in place of Ismail alayhi salam. Ibn Kathir mentions the riwayat, it is the same Qurbani of Habil, the sadaqah of Habil that was carried to Jannat, reared in Jannat and sent down in place of Ismail alayhi salam. Allah elevated and honored him right up till Qiyamah. Why? he took the short end of the stick in a dispute with his family, with his blood relative. Qabil, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every murder that will be committed till Qiyamah, the sin of it will fall on Qabil also. What is being outlined for us? Allah cautions us in the Quran, many, many places, the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what and what my Nabi didn't go through to keep the unity of the ummah, to keep the brotherhood of the ummah, to keep the collectiveness of the ummah intact. This is that ibadat that supersedes tahajjud, supersedes tilawat of Quran also. The jannah that you will get for this. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. Allah says, don't split up. Don't get involved in unnecessary disputes and arguments. The very core of Islam will be shaken. Your strength and unity will be destroyed. Amongst Sahaba, we don't have much time, so I'm mentioning one more incident. Amongst Sahaba, there were those Sahaba that Sahaba understood amongst themselves that each one is equivalent to 1,000. That is the type of strength Allah gave them. Zubayr bin Awam, Miqdad bin Aswad, Ubadah bin Samit, Kharija bin Hudhafa, Maslama bin Mukhallad, Muhammad bin Maslama, Rafi' bin Umayr At-Ta'i, Amr bin Tamimi radiyallahu anhum, and a few others, Fadhal bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Amr bin As is the Amir of the army that is sent to Egypt. He writes a letter to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We are outnumbered. We need reinforcements. We are only 4,000 in number. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was that personality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Look at the epistle that Umar writes back. Amirul Mu'mineen, we need reinforcements. We are only 4,000. Umar says, إِنِّي أَمْدَدْتُكَ. I am sending reinforcements. How much reinforcements? أَرْبَعَةِ عَلَىٰ رَجُلْ. I am sending another 4,000. وَمَعَ كُلِّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ رَجُلٌ يُعَدُّ بِأَلْفِ. And with this 4,000, I am sending another 4. Each one of them is equal to 1,000. Miqdad bin Aswad, Ubadah bin Samit, Kharija bin Hudhafa, and Maslama bin Mukhallad. Why 4,000, 4,000 and another 4? Because of that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where my Nabi said, لَيْ يُغْلَبْ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ أَلْفْ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ. No Muslim army of 12,000 will ever be defeated because of a lack of numbers. So 4,000, 4,000 and 4 equivalent to 1,000 each to fulfill that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To this extent, Sahaba acknowledge each one of these people was equal to 1,000. And yet, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Muhammad bin Maslama, that Sahabi who was regarded as being equal to, one was equal to 1,000. He said, idhaf taraqa an-nas. When my ummah breaks down into factions and groups, when dispute and argument takes over, when the relationships have fractured, فَلْفَقْسِرْ سَيْفَكْ وَلْزَمْ بَيْتَكْ, then Muhammad, break your sword. Sit in your house, وَكُنْ كَخَيْرَيْ إِبْنِ آدَمْ, and become like the better of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. In other words, disunity, discord, rancor, hatred for one another. This is that crime and that wabal and that destruction that broke swords where one was equal to 1,000. And yet today, I'm not talking to Why he didn't consult me? He didn't smile at me. I'll take my brother to court. Brothers, blood brothers not talking to one another. Cousins not talking to one another. Ulama body is tired with dealing with disputes. And behind it is what? Dunya, dunya, dunya. At the altar of dunya, two people that suckle the breast of the same woman, grow up in the same house, are not talking to one another. And we call this Islam. Great, great Sahaba Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, read the seerah. Whenever they used to make dua, if there's a group of people, if Abdullah bin Mas'ud is about to make dua, he would make one announcement. لِيَكُمْ أَنَّا قَاطِعُ رَحِيمٌ. If there is anyone in this gathering that has severed family ties, that is a source of disunity, I request you to please leave this gathering. Why? لِأَنَّ أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءَ تُرْتَجْ. Because the door to the heavens is shut. This dua will never reach Allah's arsh, as long as somebody like that is in this gathering. Abu Huraira, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhum, other sahaba. And yet, he is poisonous, and he is like this, and he is like that. Islam does not teach us to focus on others, internalize, look within yourself. That problem is going to happen. Dispute will happen. It's not a problem, it's an opportunity. Allah is giving you a chance to earn your Jannah, not just Jannah. And on this, I will terminate one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave us one nabawi nuskha, call it a taweez, one prescription. Guaranteed. Today you ask anybody, buy what you want. Most people, what they tell you? I want increase in wealth. Barakat. I want my dunya to increase. Other thing which most people want? Long life. Third thing, you go to any old person today, go to meet them, go in gash, old relative. Moli sahab, Allah se dua karo, Allah buri maut se bacha de. Muhtajgi se bacha de. Make dua, Allah save me from a bad death. Allah give me maut on iman. Allah make my khatima good. This is natural. Everyone wants this. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man sarrahu an yumadda lahu fi umrihi wa yubsat lahu fi rizqihi wa tudfa anhu mitat as-su. Nabawi nuskha, tried and tested. Seven heavens, seven earths can come to an end. This will never be a lie. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, any one of you that wants barakat in his life, barakat in his wealth, and he wants to be saved from a death of kufr, from a bad death, then do two things. فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. وَلْيَسِلْ rahima. And when a dispute occurs between you and your family member, take the short end of the stick. Don't demand your right. Let it go. Let it go, and Allah will raise you. Allah will increase your wealth, increase your life, and save you from debilitating illnesses, save you from a terrible death. This is direct from Darbar-e-Risalat, direct from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَا يَبْلُغُ الْعَبْدِ لَا يَبْلُغُ الْعَبْدِ. Sayyid bin Musayyib rahimahullah used to say, لَا يَبْلُغُ الْعَبْدِ حقيقة البر حتى يكون قلبه سليما للمسلمين. You should say, forget about you finding taqwa and the true ta'alluq with Allah until you don't clean your heart towards your fellow Muslim. Mujahada of Ramadan is this also. This ibadat is not, this is greater than our normal nafil ibadat. Why? Because this is harder on the nafs. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.